USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of the condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The Institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warn the investigation could take years to complete. And the House approved a measure Wednesday to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. The vote fell mostly along party lines, with Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger the only Republicans to vote for the measure. That vote coming a few weeks after an effort to create a bipartisan commission was scuttled in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will nominate 8 members to the committee, with the remaining 5 selected by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The political world is reacting to the passing of a former Secretary of Defense. Tim Berg reports.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former Defense Secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on a lot of matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In his decision, the court wrote that the 83-year-old Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted, a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge Cosby in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration recently committed more than $3 billion to accelerate the development of antiviral drugs to fight COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a drug that could be used to treat early symptoms of the disease would be a powerful tool. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CBS News that the goal of the program is to develop a treatment to prevent the development of severe symptoms.
Primarily, they offer treatment. See, what we know about COVID-19 is that when people initially get infected, many people can control the viral replication, which enters through the nasopharynx, the nose and the mouth. When the virus then goes beyond that and enters the lungs or else gets to other organs, then you get some of the catastrophic effects of this particular virus. So the main goal of the program is to develop an orally administrated drug or combination of drugs that would primarily be used for early treatment to prevent the progression of the viral disease to ultimately involve multiple organ systems and essentially suppress the virus right from the beginning.
And the NCAA has approved a suspension of the amateurism rules allowing athletes in all three divisions to make money from their endorsements and selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA's board of directors making the decision one day before laws in several states go into effect, allowing athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.